The number of drug overdose deaths in the US rose slightly last year, according to the CDC. Officials in Seattle want to reverse that trend through a new treatment program with a controversial approach, rewarding people for not using drugs. KUOW's David Hyde tells us more.
At a supportive housing facility, Daryl Lee stares down at his lap as he reflects on his childhood. His dad was an alcoholic and abusive, so his mom moved the family from Dallas to Seattle to escape. Lee says it was here that he fell in with the wrong crowd.
Basically, got addicted to drugs, started using drugs, and started going to jail, started being a criminal, and it sort of just snowballed after that, you know, it just got bigger and bigger.
He's now in his early 50s. For decades, Lee was in and out of jail or homeless. During that time, he tried almost every drug, but meth was different. It helped him stay alert and in some ways cope with homelessness. He compares it to caffeine.
A lot of cups of coffee times coffee. A lot of cups of coffee times coffee.
Lee himself once overdosed using meth and fentanyl, a popular combination on the street. A state-funded pilot program launching this fall could help people like Lee who struggle with addiction. It's called Contingency Management, which offers small rewards like gift cards or prizes in exchange for clean urine samples. Researchers say it can work for all forms of addiction and is the only thing that's proven to work for meth.
People who use stimulants will pick the prize of the gift card instead of using meth.
That's Michael McDonald of Washington State University. He studies contingency management and helps lead the state-funded effort.
If contingency management was a medication, it would have been FDA approved 30 years ago.
So far, only three states are using it. Denise Walker of the University of Washington says one reason why is because of a stigma against rewarding people struggling with addiction.
The idea of paying someone to not use drugs feels unpalatable for various reasons.
It's also become a hotly contested political issue. A conservative advocacy group, Change Washington, called Seattle's reward program a giveaway proposal for drug addicts. A national study found some healthcare workers are skeptical, too. Even some former drug users balk at the idea, according to Professor Michael McDonald.
I didn't get paid to stop using drugs. Why should this person get paid to stop using drugs?
But he says the evidence shows it works and help is urgently needed. Last year, there was more than a 2% jump in the number of overdose deaths across the country, according to the CDC. In Seattle, the number of overdose deaths rose by 72%, mostly driven by meth and fentanyl. Seattle City Councilmember Sarah Nelson, who's in recovery herself, said contingency management is a sure way to help.
Addiction lies at the intersection of both our public safety and our homelessness crises. And so this is ground zero for really making meaningful, sustainable progress.
Daryl Lee compares using drugs to being stuck on a corner, unable to cross the street. He's eager to start the new treatment program that might help him stop using drugs and repair connections to loved ones.
I hope to just have a better relationship with my family and to leave a mark, a legacy of something positive behind.
But researchers warn that contingency management's no panacea. It won't work for everyone. For some, it might just be a first step towards recovery. For Here and Now, I'm David Hyde in Seattle.